Blessed be the God of our salvation,
who bears our burdens and forgives our sins.
God be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty Father, whose dear Son, on the night before he suffered, instituted the sacrament of his body and blood, mercifully grant that we may receive it thankfully in remembrance of Jesus Christ our Lord, who in these holy mysteries gives us a pledge of eternal life, and who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall mark for you the beginning of the months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell the whole congregation of Israel that on the 10th of this month, they are to take a lamb for each family, a lamb for each household. If a household is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join with its closest neighbor in obtaining one. The lamb shall be divided in proportion to the number of people who eat it. This is how you shall eat it: your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it hurriedly. It is the Passover of the Lord, for I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both human beings and animals. On all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on your houses where you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be a day of remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you shall observe it in perpetual ordinance." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read together Psalm 116. I love you, O God,
supplication, because you have inclined your ear to me whenever I called upon you. How shall I repay God for all the things he has done to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to God in the presence of all people. Precious in your sight, O God, is the death of your servants. O God, I am your servant. I am your servant and the child of your handmaid. You have freed me from my bonds. I will offer you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon your holy name. I will fulfill my vows to you in the presence of all your people, in the courts of God's house, in the midst of you, Jerusalem.
A reading from the first letter to the Corinthians. I have received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus answered, you do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand. Peter said to him, you will never wash my feet. Jesus answered, unless I wash you, you have no share with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, one who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you. For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason, he said, not all of you are clean. After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me,
And as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
A few years ago, there was a flurry of excitement among some of the gurus of business and management about something they called servant leadership. These folks who think and work in the rarefied atmosphere of advising leaders of organizations and corporations felt they had come up with a very good idea for executives in charge of making their business more successful, as well as getting the most from their employees and keeping their employees happy. They recommended certain words like showing empathy, healing relationships, increased awareness. Now, those are all good things. Those interested or intrigued could buy books or attend expensive seminars at equally expensive locations where the concept of servant leadership was extolled as a new and brilliant mechanism for promoting a happier workplace, thereby increasing productivity by their happier employees. And that too sounds like a good plan. Perhaps a more succinct way of putting that concept would simply to be to say, be nice. It was a rediscovery of that thing called the golden rule: do unto others as you would have them do to you. But something was missing. It all felt like a very good thing, but it wasn't ever quite finished. It never felt that it had done exactly what it was designed to do. So what was the problem? The problem was it was directed at the top people of the organization, the decision makers, the leaders. It was top down. It was hierarchically based. And it seemed just a little unrealistic. How would the leaders really know what the led were thinking and feeling? There was nothing about the possibility of the leading of the leader taking up a position on the assembly line where women at sewing machines were furiously producing baseball caps or t-shirts, one after another, hour after hour, day after day, year after year. There was nothing about some big burly guys, often black or brown, hoisting heavy cans into garbage trucks or wrestling jackhammers on the road crew in a dark, cold, wet depth of a coal mine. It was all good stuff, but there was a disconnect between the leader and the led. Something was missing from trickle down. At a supper in Jerusalem on the night before Passover, Jesus of Nazareth did something unheard of. His closest followers, his disciples, considered him their leader. After the meal, during which he had said some strange and mystifying things about eating his body and drinking his blood, and giving them each a piece of bread and a cup of wine, he did something even more shocking. Now, the very lowest ranked servant in any respectable household would be responsible for washing the feet of any guests before they entered that home. It was common etiquette in that country where the roads were dirt and muddy, and shoes were sandals. So they were aghast when Jesus rose from the table, took off his outer robe, tied a towel about his waist, knelt to the floor, and began to wash the feet of first one, and then one after another, all around the table. Those were the dusty, calloused feet of fishermen, the tired feet of men who had been sleeping rough and walking for months on dusty, rutted roads. They were all speechless, except, of course, the inappropriate Peter. But even he got his feet washed in addition to a comeuppance. They didn't understand. They had no experience to help them. And this is what happened when a leader dared to become one of the led. In contemporary terms, this might happen if a leader sat down to one of those sewing machines and started sewing baseball caps and t-shirts, or picked up a heavy garbage can and hoisted it into a truck, or grabbed the screaming jackhammer and went to work beside the construction worker or the miner. You see, this is what servant leadership looks like. The leader gets up and goes into the trench with those that he or she are trying to help. And this is what happens when Jesus, the Word, became flesh and dwelt among us, fully God and fully human, as he washes his followers' feet. Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality of God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking on himself the form of a slave. And this is what happens when we, not observing our sisters and brothers from afar, from a position of power or leadership or some imagined superiority, but from the down, dirty, messy day business of being fully a human being, we strip ourselves of all pretension and become simply servants to each other. Presently, we will remember the events of that evening together. We'll have the opportunity to have your feet washed or to wash others. We will take bread and drink wine, which are his body and his blood. Jesus, begotten as God's Son, showed us the way by becoming fully human. He did it by becoming a servant. And he asks us, as his followers, flawed as we all are, to do the same. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray for the church and the world.
Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. We pray for all bishops, deacons, and priests, especially as they continue to learn new ways to lead worship and care for the people they serve. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. We pray that those with the authority to make decisions that affect the well-being of others will be guided by wisdom, compassion, humility, and common sense. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to honor and to your honor and glory. We pray that the world will heed the cry of the earth as our climate crisis accelerates. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray in thanksgiving for family, friends, and neighbors. Help us to maintain a spirit of gratitude, courage, and hope. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, and of all who care for them. At this time, we lift our voices to pray for all those in need, especially those on our parish prayer list.
We pray for peace in all areas of the world experiencing armed conflict, especially Gaza and Ukraine. We pray for all victims of violence, especially those affected by the stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois this week. We pray for the victims of the bridge collapse in Baltimore. And we pray for our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, Anthony C., Michael L., Garda J., Carol G., Mary H., James and Kathy W., Susan and Jim W., the Reverend Mac Olson, Kimo and Deb K., Lenine B., Susan, David S., and Doug and Joanne W. I invite you to add your own intercessions at this time, either silently or aloud.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled, and we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus Christ, you stretched out your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross, that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your spirit that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you, for the honor of your name.
Amen. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
You may be seated for the announcements. I just want to quickly welcome you, thank you for being here tonight, and draw your attention to the offerings that we have coming up for Good Friday and our Easter offering. All the information about those is in your bulletin. And just again, how we will have communion tonight, as we have been doing for many months now, with two stations up front, one on this side where I will intinct the bread into the wine for you, and then on this side, the bread and the wine are separate, and you can choose one or both of them. The bread tonight is actual bread. It is all gluten-free, so you don't have to ask for gluten-free. So all the bread that we're using tonight is gluten-free, and I'm very happy that we're able to use homemade bread. And if you can't come forward, please let an usher know so that we can bring communion to you. Or if you would like to come forward but not receive communion, you can cross your arms over your chest, indicating that you would just like a blessing for now. All are welcome to come to the table here at St. Martin's. If you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift.
Thank you.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For our sins he was lifted high upon the cross, that he might draw the whole world to himself. And by his suffering and death, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who put their trust in him. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, in your infinite love you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Maker of all. Jesus stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, Almighty God, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them to be by your Holy Spirit, to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in Christ. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through Jesus Christ, our Savior, by Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día, perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Please stand. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of Christ and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you. Assembly.